Oh yeah, the truth will set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive, who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally Elcordi, and welcome to Vaccine Free America on republicbroadcasting.org. My guest today is Carly Mitchell, and I am so excited for her to share the many things she has deduced since her child became autistic. All of this will help you in living a healthy life. So this is very exciting for me. She's from California. Now, you know that California and New York, or maybe you don't, have lost their religious exemptions, both non-medical and medical, in terms of, you know, only allowing anaphylaxis as an excuse not to go to school. Well, anaphylaxis could kill a child in school, so I guess they don't want the liability of that. Other than that, you pretty much have no options other than to homeschool or to move to another state. So these vaccination is not an option. But what I'm going to play for you before I pick up Carly Mitchell is speeches from Republican senators only from the floor of the California Senate. I'll play that for you right now. I want you to hear this.
It seems to be more concerned about lab tests than they are about toddlers who do not recover from an anaphylactic shock. This issue over immunizations has pressed me to major pressures of my own profession of being a pharmacist, and has pushed me to the limits of being an elected official.
I would like to rise to appeal to our better nature as senators and elected representatives in the state of California. It is the duty of the Senate to protect the liberties of the people.
Certain individuals are allergic to the ingredients of one or more of the vaccines. Therefore, immunize those who can and show grace and mercy to those who can't. We're talking about children.
I've not only learned about immunizations, I've taught about them at the university level.
We know that a human immune system is not fully mature until a child is 12 to 14 years old.
What impending crisis is happening today in California that is compelling us to take these extraordinary steps in the legislative process?
That's the equivalent of passing legislation in the dark of night in the middle of the day.
To ram this bill through, introduced just under the deadline of amendments.
And to see my friends in the capital of the state of California, where the left has always talked about tolerance and acceptance and differing opinions, I have to see this morning that not only a mother, but a grandmother is cuffed in the front of the Capitol and is arrested because they want to exhibit their First Amendment rights.
Colleagues, this bill has gone past proper form and decorum. It now strikes me as vindictive.
Let's please not show ourselves today to be unfit to be rulers of free people in the state of California.
Not only is it bad business, it's undemocratic. And even worse, I would say it's a mockery of democracy.
Well, I wanted to share that with you because those are the only people in California to serve, in my opinion. They were standing up not only. Do you hear me, Ken? I'm not even sure if I'm on the air. Okay, thank you. So those were a handful of rotating, rotating senators in California who were speaking out against the removal of medical exemptions for our most vulnerable children, and also about a new bill, 714, which was snuck in at the 11th hour, maybe, you know, 11:59, which is about adult immunization. So there was no preparation for that. And from what I understand, both bills passed. So a friend of mine just wrote to me and said, if you live in New York or California, get out. And that is a very sad statement. I live in New York and my guest lives in California. Ken, is Carly Mitchell my honored guest with us?
I am.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm getting an echo. Are you getting an echo for me, Ken? Huh. Well, maybe I'll go back to taking off my headset. I will do that. Hi there. Am I getting an echo now? Yes, I am.
Yes.
Carly, dear?
Yes, I'm here.
What can we do to remedy this? Do you want to call back into the show?
Should I hang up and call back? I'm not on a cell phone. I'm out on landline.
If you have the channel on currently, turn off the radio.
No, I don't have any radios on.
Well, maybe I have it on and I don't realize it. It's possible. See what's going on here. Okay. Healthcare Freedom Rights Amendment. That's an issue that has to come up. This was recently written by Catherine Frumpovich. No, I have nothing on now, Ken. Can you call back in, please, Carly?
Sure. Okay. I'll call right back.
And maybe on a different phone? Okay. Well, I just closed the link where I had the Health Freedom Rights Amendment that was written by Catherine J. Frumpovich, a woman, a journalist, and an author who we will be celebrating for October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. And if anybody out there is creating an event for October, we ask you to email us at octoberviam@aol.com and give us the date and the state, the city and state, and a contact for you. And we will add you to the schedule by the 25th of this month. We would appreciate if you had your flyers prepared and you can find out how to proceed in that regard by visiting tinyurl.com/ 10th Black Ribbon, and that's 10th Black Ribbon. So I'm going to put my headset back on because there's background noise where I am, and we are trying to cut down on the noise. Okay, hold on just a second. Did Carly call back in, Ken? Oh, dear. Ask her if there's another phone she could call in from. Oh. Huh. So what are we going to do? Okay, thank you. All right. So if you go to tinyurl.com/10th10th Black Ribbon, it will give you instructions on how to proceed if you will kindly host an event to bring awareness to vaccine injury and death. So now we give you the artwork. Everything's prepared for you. All you have to do is do something with it. Now, we have the old flyer, and the old flyer has worked so well over the years that we're not changing that. We have a new, you know, new stuff for the 10th anniversary, but I would just stick with the old flyer that you will see. You're directed to the artwork from that link, and go directly into your neighborhoods. Ask shopkeepers if they will post a flyer for the for October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. And people have always said yes, and I've never posted it myself. I basically talk to them about the realities of vaccine injury and death, and I give them information like tinyurl.com/vaccinefreeworld. That's got 25 websites on it that they can do their own investigation from. And what, dear?
I'm just waiting. I'm here.
Oh, great. Yay, my friend Carly Mitchell. Okay, well, Carly Mitchell has had to help her own child who is severely vaccine injured. And in so doing, she taught herself so much that she now teaches other young parents how to help their own families stay healthy with such remarkable ingenuity that I am thrilled to present her to you today. Welcome, Carly Mitchell. Take it away.
Ah, thank you. Hello. Where to begin, huh? We've been banging this tambourine for so long. My severely damaged child is now 35. Actually, he'll be 36 in just a month. He lives in a group home, and he drools on himself, and there's nothing I can do. They've got him. So, but when he was in my care, he did fine. But anyway, as other autism parents know, it's a long, horrible story with lots of twists and turns, and people don't let you alone. But if anybody's still sitting on the fence as to whether or not vaccines are good or bad, what does the Bible teach us? By the mouth of two or three witnesses shall the truth be established. This is all over the Bible, Old and New Testament. It's part of the Torah laws. Witness number one. Dr. Salk testified before Congress that it was the polio vaccine campaign that caused the polio epidemic. That was about 1975, give or take a year. Witness number two. Dr. Maurice Hilleman, a bigwig in the vaccine industry, said in a 60-minute interview that the vaccines were going to cause a huge cancer epidemic in the future, and that they weren't. There was not a good science. It was not good science. And witness number three, Dr. William Thompson of the CDC, said he couldn't live with the guilt anymore and wrote a written confession that he and his colleagues were hiding, twisting, and discarding the data that shows the vaccine autism link. That was read on the Senate floor by Congressman Bill Posey. Boom, boom, boom. Witnesses, three mouths. So if somebody still can't look into it and still can't believe it and still can't look into the tragedies of other people, I don't know what to say. I mean, how many tragedies do we have to have? Now, it's not just the vaccines. Now, what I've done is I have removed my family, and I teach other people how to remove themselves from the industry altogether. You see, freedom and liberty is not exactly what we think it is. We think we get to march in parades and all this stuff, and that's where liberty, we're free. What liberty really is you take care of you and yours. Liberty is you own your property, you grow your food, if you're sick, you deal with it, all right? Of course, we have cooperated with getting rid of all these freedoms. So we need to learn how to take it back. And it's going to be a journey. I'm 30 years in. Some of these things I started learning even back as a teenager. how bad the industry was, and I started removing things out of my life as a teenager. So I've been on this road for a long time. So what am I talking about? The foods, the body products, the medicines, all of it. It all has to go. And people say, well, I don't have time, I don't have money, and all this stuff. Well, what are we spending our money on? TV, cell phones. I learned that women spend up to $300 every other month or so to go get their hair tinted and, you know, whatever it is they do. And you go into any woman's bathroom and she's got all this products, thousands of products. And she spends all this time on this wax on, wax off routine every day. You know what? That's where our time and money is going, being entertained and being concerned about vain things. If we could knock that off, we could free up a corner of our lives and our money to start doing a better path. So I make my own foods. I have a grain mill where I grind my own flours fresh, ancient grains. I make my own foods, all of it. And I have a garden. My garden is very extensive, even though I have a little townhouse. I have managed to start to learn to grow food where I actually, my lunch bowl that I take to work every day is, it's, I call it my free lunch, because what I do every evening is I go in my garden and I just fill it full of fruits and vegetables that I've grown myself, and I do that year, well, I'm in California, so I'm able to grow all year round. Even when it's cold here, quote, quote, cold, not really like, you know, cool. I know I'm not in Wyoming. Leafy green things will grow here. A lot of things will grow here. So I'm able to feed myself one free meal a day. That is a great start, isn't it? Is it perfect? Is it everything? No, but it's a start. Now, the thing we got to realize, none of us like slavery. Slavery is bad. It's bad. Through the history of the world, whenever the few have produced food and clothing for the many, it always turns into some sort of slave labor, near slave labor, sweatshops, even child labor. So, you know, if you are not growing your food, somebody else is having to do it for you. If you're not cooking your food, somebody else is having to do it for you. So, this is what we have to start thinking about, being more self-sufficient and getting off this system. I make my own foods, my own medicines, my own supplements, my own body products. And if you didn't know this, I'm going to tell you, body products out there are so poisonous. They should not be on your body, your children's body. I mean, it's terrible. Now, in like a company, these companies that produce body products here, they have to have two formulas. They have to have one that they sell in Europe and one that they sell in the United States. Why? Because the one that they sell in Europe is pure, and the one they sell in America is loaded with toxins and poisons. The Europeans look at this stuff and say, we're not using that. No. Now, they also had like GMO fields, test fields in a couple countries in Europe. The citizens broke in and burned it down. See? Where, why are we not taking, you know, okay, we want to march about vaccines, that's great, but what about everything else? We need to stop all of it. Not just the vaccines, but poisoning our children in general. Especially as they're vaccine damaged, we have to make sure we're not compromising them even more. So we have to take charge. So what do I do? Is that a station break?
We'll be right back with Carly Mitchell. You're listening to Vaccine Free America.
Shine so bright, there's no left here in the dark.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's time we open up our eyes and our hearts.
Hello, everyone. Hi there. Welcome back to Vaccine Free America. My guest is Carly Mitchell, and she is telling us how to eliminate the toxins in our lives so that our families can be healthy and independent. So I'm going to allow you to continue, Carly Mitchell.
Thank you. So I feel like it's my responsibility, my mission, my calling to help other families learn what I've learned. All these things have helped me and my family a great deal. For the most part, like I said, I've lost the war with my son. But that doesn't mean I'm going to give up. It means I'm going to help others not get in the same corner. So I teach people all the time. So the thing is okay, writing books and giving lecture calls, and all that's all just dandy. But people don't know what to do. They don't know the rubber hit the road, what to do. So I feel like the people around me are my responsibility, my charge, my mission. So I have whoever I can. And you know, sometimes it takes years to get somebody educated enough where they're finally like, okay, yeah, you know what, you're right. Or maybe they're starting down some, you know, bad consequences of the industry. And so now they're, yeah, okay, now they're ready. So I've run workshops in my house to get ladies around my kitchen table so that they can see They can taste, they can smell, they can have experiences. I'm constantly inviting ladies over to bake bread. And I've given away so many salts and oils, and you have to work with the people. You have to handhold them. You have to make them not afraid. You have to make them experience things before they'll catch on. This hit and run information, yeah, I might plant a seed, but they're not going to come back until after they've had a tragedy, probably. So that's what I feel is very effective. Now, if we all did this, if we all, instead of, you know, trying to reach people around the country, if all of you out there that are on board and you know what's going on, you snuggle up to the people around you, your coworkers, your neighbors, your families, your friends, church members, whoever, that are in your circle of people, and you teach them what you know. Even if you have them over to the house or what, get involved that way. Because if you don't, you're just putting your light under a bushel. It's not helpful. Your responsibility, my responsibility, are the people around me directly. So,
Carly,
wouldn't that be great?
Yes, and we only have so much time, so I want to get right into it. I know one of the biggest problems is gluten, and you have recommended ancient grains. Would you kindly explain what they are and how to prepare them?
Sure, okay. Now, the wheat that the good Lord gave us long, long ago had something like 14 chromosomes. Fast forward to now, and modern wheat has something like 70, give or take some. I mean, just hideous, okay? Hideously more chromosome count in its, you know, its biological structure. So no wonder everybody's having trouble with it. It might not even be the gluten. It's just the fact that it's ruined. It has nothing to do with original design. And it's also soaked in glycosate, okay? So if you get, the oldest wheat that I know of is einkorn, E-I-N like Nancy, K-O-R-N like Nancy. Einkorn is the oldest wheat I know of, and it has, the fewer chromosome count. There's also things like farro and spelt and kamut, and you can get more ancient grain. Now, it's still a wheat, so you can grind it and bake bread with it still. There's also all kinds of other things you can get. If you're really being bothered by wheat, you can get, like, you know, amaranth and millet. And you just Google ancient grain, and you'll see that there's all kinds you can get. I have I use spelt, and I have it shipped in from, I think it's Nebraska. And I get it by the whole buckets full. You know, I'll get like 100 or 200 pounds at once. And I store it in buckets in my garage. And then I have a grain mill, and I grind it. And then I do all my baking with it. But it takes so much time. You know, it really doesn't.
Where would we get a grain mill?
Amazon. There's all different kinds you can get. Amazon, I know, has taken over the world. You can find just... The one I have is called K-Tech, K like kite, T like Tom, E, C like candy, K-Tech. I love it. I've had it for decades. It was only about $200. You know, just don't dye your hair once. And you'll have enough money to buy a grain mill. And there's nothing like the smell of homemade bread in the house. There's nothing like the taste, the texture, the feel. Everything. It's so much better. It'll blow your mind how much better it is to have your own baking going on.
Now, you were saying something about the kind of salt one should use. Would you like to expound upon that?
Sure. Now, you got to look this up. It's just unbelievable. You think they're lying about vaccines? Yes, they are. They're also lying about everything else, like salt. I had a friend that worked in an old folks home, and it used to just make her so mad every time they put a person on a low, you know, low salt, salt-restricted diet, bam, they'd have a heart attack. Real salt, as in Himalayan, Celtic, I don't care, just real salt, real. Not refined, this white table, I don't even know what it is. It can't possibly be salt. The real salt is the electrical charge that your heart needs to keep working. No salt, no electrical charge, your heart stops working. So you must get on real salt to keep your heart going.
So that would be pink Himalayan salt, or what would you recommend for people?
Oh, yeah, I like the pink Himalayan salt the best. And that's getting so popular. It's getting so prevalent in stores. You can go to anywhere and get that now. So that's easy to find. Now, another thing is, back to the body products. I can't stand body products. They just want your money. It has no validity. You don't need any body products, okay? Like even in the Bible, what does he say? Wash with water. That's all you need. Wash with water. Get a scrub brush and water and wash. That's all you need. Now, well, what about soap? Well, it doesn't matter how pure the soap is. You know, there's all these fabulous brands out there. Now, cholesterol is our friend. It works in every cell of our body. Cholesterol is so important that our body makes cholesterol. Now, on your skin, it's the cholesterol on top of your skin that synthesizes, or that, you know, is a factor in your body synthesizing vitamin D. So every time you get in the shower and lather up with the soap, you're removing all your cholesterol off your skin, and now you can't synthesize vitamin D. Everybody's vitamin D deficient. I wonder why.
I had no idea. This is new news to me. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah. I mean, shampoo didn't come along until, what, the 1920s or so? And you know, it's funny because there has to have been a point where there was shampoo users and non-shampoo users, and they didn't notice that this was making everything worse. Once you give up all body products and your body heals from it, you just can't believe it. Your hair is so silky and healthy and fluffy. These body products are ruining your body, ruining your bloodstream, ruining your pocketbook. But also I want you to think about, just visualize this stuff. Where do you think it goes at the end of the day? It goes down the drain and enters the waterways of the world. And it's all those products contain ingredients that are endocrine disruptors. It's giving all the little froggies and the fishies and all the plants, I mean, everything. It's ruining everything. And that stuff is going down the drain, pallets and pallets and pallets and pallets worth every day. So getting
what about Dr. Bronner's? Dr.
No,
Bronner's?
No. See, any time you put a solvent on your body, you're wrecking your cholesterol layer, and now you're going to be vitamin D deficient. It doesn't matter how pure.
What about your teeth?
Fabulous. Well, what about toothpaste?
Yeah.
Causes cavities because of the glycerin. And people say, well, I use organic. Well, no. As long as it has glycerin in it, it's the glycerin that's the problem. Glycerin toothpaste, and that's all of them, except for one brand or maybe two brands that I know of, sticks to your teeth so badly that now your body, your teeth cannot remineralize themselves. So now your teeth just fall apart.
Okay, what are the two brands that you know of that you would say do not do that?
There's one called Earth Paste, and all it is a bentonite powder. It's bentonite-based. So they've taken bentonite and made it into a clay and put it in a tube, and they've got lovely flavors in there. They've got peppermint, and lemon peel, you know, whatever, lemon oil. And so that gives you a tube of toothpaste. that's not glycerin-based, but it's bentonite powder-based. There's another one that has, I don't know the name of it, but it's got activated charcoal in it. My friend bought it. She showed me, but I don't recall the name. But that's another one that did not, that's the only two I've ever seen that don't have glycerin. So they've got you vitamin D deficient. They've got you, your hair all jacked up. They've got your teeth rotting out. They've got vaccines in your arm. They've got GMOs in your belly. I mean, come on. Let's get rid of all of it. Now, freedom, like I said, liberty, true liberty, is you take care of you. You're responsible for your feeding, your wearing of clothes, your everything, down to making stuff. Now, my son... that's too loud, hon. Thank you. I had to yell at my husband, sorry. where was I? Oh, my son, I have lots of kids, but my oldest son that's not in a group home, he is a brilliant tailor, brilliant. He is so good at sewing his own clothes, it's a miracle. I have mastered making my own food, medicines, supplements, body products. I have not mastered sewing. It's one too many for me. I do work full time. I don't see very well. And so, like, when I do, and I do some sewing, I do, but not like my son. You know, I have to, like, feel the pins to see which end is the pointy part. So I don't see very well. So sewing is going to be difficult for me. Is there anything I can do to make sure that I don't add to the sweatshops and the child labor and all these things? Well, yeah, actually there is. I buy all my clothing, shoes, all even my household goods at thrift stores. Now, here in California where I live, in San Francisco Bay Area, I'm surrounded by thrift stores. So I'm able to, you know, uphold the standard that I want to live very easily through that, through the thrift stores. So that's really fortunate.
Now, I have heard, for example, that pilots and airplane stewardesses, their uniforms are toxic. What exactly are they putting in the clothing that is making people who wear these uniforms I have a reaction to them?
I don't know specifically.
How do you know that your clothes? How do you know that your clothes are not adding to the burden? Is what I guess I'm asking.
Yeah, well, I don't know about stewardess's clothing, but what I do know about clothing is that acrylic, nylon, polyester are all petrochemical based. You're wearing plastic. Everybody's screaming about overuse of petrol. Okay, well, how about we give up? How about we stop buying the petrochemical-based clothing? Now, I don't know what else is in there. I'm thinking of fire retardant, and who knows what they're dyeing these things with. But putting a petrochemical grinding on your body all day, that cannot be good. Now, cotton... Okay. The best clothing you can wear, the purest, finest, the best fabric for you and the environment is linen. Linen is made out of flax. You take flax seeds, you grow them into a plant, and that mature plant is what they take and spin into linen. And it doesn't take all the pesticides, and it doesn't rape everything out of the ground. Like, cotton is one of the worst crops. It sucks everything out of the ground. It takes a horrifying amount of pesticides to get any usable crop. Okay? So, every time you wash polyester, nylon, acrylic, these petrochemical-based clothings, microfibers of plastic, which is an endocrine disruptor, like I said before, go out into the world and out into the waterways. So those things are very polluting to our bodies and to the waterways. There's another issue with clothing, and there's a very good book called Killer Clothes. And it's a study about the factor that our clothing industry has played in our demise of health. Everything's electrical. Everything. Everything has a vibration. And the human body, the human body vibrates, and I don't know per what, per second, per minute, per month, I don't know what they're measuring, but they say that the human body vibrates at the rate of 100 per whatever they're measuring. Now, organic cotton also vibrates at about 100. So does leather, which makes perfect sense because it's a body, right? And polyester, nylon, acrylic, all these things have a very low vibration. And you know when you take them out of the dryer, they go static, sparks everywhere, you know? So they're funny. They're electrically funny, okay? Now, linen and wool both vibrate at the rate of 5,000. So when you wear linen or wool, your body is encased in a higher vibration. Now, you're not going to believe it until you experience it. Now, go to the thrift store, and you're going to find armloads of this stuff. You don't have to add to the wool industry or the clothing industry. Just go to the thrift store, and you can find this stuff, and tons of it. People get this stuff, and they don't know how to wash or deal with it, so they just toss it in the thrift store.
Well, people are always talking about raising your vibration, and I wonder, is this exactly what they're talking about? So if we were to wear wool and linen, our body vibration, our energy would be higher as a result?
Yes. Your body is drugged down by these other
things. Okay, and what other ways exactly? What other ways can we raise our vibration?
Happiness. You have to be grateful and happy. Now, I call it the grateful game. Every night, you know, this is really fun to play as a family. You sit around the table at dinner time, please do. And everybody go around, and you can state a thing or two or ten or however of things that made you grateful today. You know, it doesn't matter how many, if you have the most hideous problem sitting in your lap, okay, you can still find something good. You must think on those things. So playing the grateful game by yourself or with your family or your friends is a really positive thing. Happiness and gratitude are going to raise your vibration. Forgiveness. Okay? Causing no harm. We can either be
creators. Oh boy, that's a big one. That's a big one for the doctors.
Yeah. If we can be creators instead of destroyers. If you got to think about what you're doing. Are you doing something that is lending to creation, or is it something that's lending to destruction? Everything, there's really very little middle road. Growing a garden, sowing something. Last time I baked bread, I brought one of the loaves over to my new neighbors. You know that. Okay, that all those sorts of things lend to creation. Okay, ordering pizza and just sitting by the TV and watching the latest whatever. I don't even have television. I don't know what's on there. That lends to destruction, now, doesn't it?
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought up television because from what I understand, it is timed so that the vibration is a negative one.
Right.
When you watch TV, you are getting a negative vibe and you don't realize it.
Yes. I haven't had TV in so many years, I don't even know now. The TV has to go. It's a fear monger. It's a time waster. It's an eyeball destroyer. It's a brainwasher. Terribly, terribly. So it just has to go. I mean, that's one of those things people are spending their money. I don't even know what they're spending. But, I mean, I don't know how much it costs nowadays, but what is it, like $100 a month? I mean, can you imagine how you could improve your situation with a free $100 a month?
So I've heard of this love tone for music. Like you can take a record and put it into the love vibration so that when you listen to it, it enhances your life versus so you can take any song and have it converted to this, I guess, intonation or vibration. Have you heard about that, and have you tried it by any chance?
Well, I do know that this they did take modern music into a bad frequency. That's what I know about. There's frequencies that heal and frequencies that uplift, and you know, and then there's frequencies that destroy. And this modern music, all this garbage on the top 40 radio, those are all purposely in a bad frequency. And you know, it's funny because you listen to that stuff, listen to it, and turn it off, and feel how tired you feel. Okay? And then at another time, you know, listen to some Vivaldi or Bach or something, and then just turn it off. And notice how you feel good. You feel better, energized, refreshed. You know, add it on. So that's what I'm aware of.
Okay, I just thought I'd throw that out there because I was thinking of giving that a shot. There's a website. I'll look for the website, and you can put any song into it, and it will convert it to the love frequency. So I want to check that out. Yeah. So, okay, let's get back now. We have not even approached your recommendation for laundry, and that's a big one.
There's a couple of really good options. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with something called soap nuts. It's a plant. It's these little nuts that you put in a little drawstring bag and put it in your wash. And it's actually kind of soapy. It's the Lord's answer to soap. And there's another thing you can use that little bag of soap nuts for, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 washes. That depends on, you know, how big your load is, you know, whatever. But those are popular, and you can actually, Uncle Harry's Soapless Shampoo uses soap nuts as a shampoo. I don't use it, but I've heard of it. So soap nuts are popular, and you can actually get those. And there's these magnets you can get. They're just called laundry magnets. There's these big magnets. You stick them in your washer, and it changes the quality of the water somehow. I cannot give you a scientific explanation on it, but it changes the quality of the water somehow, where your clothes rinse out clean. So, you know, like Tide and all this stuff, it just disintegrates your clothes. And again, it goes into the waterways and all those perfumes and stuff. And, you know, the dryer sheets are just horrifyingly toxic. So, you know, get off of those. For washing dishes, somebody turned me onto this, and this is really neat. You know, chickpea flour, garbanzo bean flour, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is an amazing cleaner. Be shocked. So you just buy chickpea flour, and you put it in a little shaker top bottle, and you use that to wash your dishes. And it just takes everything that's oily away better than soap.
And it doesn't scrape. It doesn't scrape like a sandy or a crushed nut, crushed pit thing. It's not abrasive.
Nope.
Great. Could I ask you a question? Oh, I had a question and it kind of got away on me. Oh yes. In terms of magnets, you're talking about the laundry. Ingrid Castle, whose program Immunize Wisely, which follows mine, she had a doctor on, or I'm not sure of the woman's position, but she was talking about healing with magnets. That's something I want you to listen to. Very interesting. Okay, we'll be right back on Vaccine Free America. This is Sally L. Cordy, and my guest is Carly Mitchell.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time we open up our eyes and our
heart. Hi there, everybody. Hi there, everybody. This is Sally L. Cordy back on Vaccine Free America with my lovely guest, Carly Mitchell. I'd like to make some announcements before she concludes this hour. So, Carly, think of the most important things you have to say because we only have a few minutes left while I make these announcements. If you would like to follow up and learn more of what Carly teaches, she does this on YouTube, and her YouTube account is called Apollo Circle. Apollo Circle. So you can find many of her recommendations, and she shows you how she goes about it. Very valuable. Also, if you'd like to contact me because you are conducting an event for an October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, please do email me at octoberviam@aol.com. We have a tremendous, I mean huge, event going down in New York. We've got, I just got my 23rd speaker, this one about homeschooling, which couldn't be more important if you live in California or in New York, to know the ins and outs, pitfalls, what you have to look for, etc., in regard to homeschooling. But that's our 20-whatever speaker, and we've got another one coming to speak about her personal experience with medical kidnap, which couldn't be more important. Well, everything's important when it comes to children and freedom and well-being, and this is why I have the lovely Carly Mitchell as my guest today. Carly, we only have a few minutes, so please make them count.
I work at a school, and the kids are all sick. We're in a high school, and by the time the kids are in high school, the impact of all the things that have accumulated in their childhood is very apparent. They can't think straight. They don't feel straight. They don't. They can't learn. They can't remember. They're sick. We have got to stop making them sick, not just the vaccines, but everything. And I only work with women because, you know what? Women really do have all the power. They have more power than they think. Women determine the morals, the economy, and the health of their community, starting with their own family. So it's up to the women, okay? And we got to grab onto each other, get around each other's kitchen tables. This is a grassroots effort. The politicians have proven they're not going to help. They're not. So we need to learn together and help each other and support each other in learning how not to poison the children anymore. That's all I have to say on that.
Well, I think it's funny. Gather. We are gatherers from way back. In fact, a friend of mine who was a comedian, you like ancient grains. Well, he likes ancient things, too. He said that he named his children ancient names. His son is called Hunter, and his daughter is called Gatherer. Anyway, his name, he is hilarious. His name is Brian Kiley. He writes for Conan O'Brien. We've done 100 shows together in hospitals and homeless shelters, and I'm probably his biggest fan. I just adore him. Anyway, let's see. Oh, we're about to go off the air. Okay, check out Apollo Circle on YouTube and get a lot of helpful hints from my delightful and informed guest, Carly Mitchell. Thanks so much for joining us today on Vaccine Free America with Sally L. Cordy. Stay tuned for Immunize Wisely with Ingrid Castle.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.